भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, Text Number 6. Yasya kshana vijogena loko hi apriya darshana utkena rahito hi esha nitaka prochate yata yasa kshana vijogena yasa kshana vijogena loko ya priya darshana loko ya priya darshana utkena rahito yesha utkena rahito yesha mittaka prochate yata mittaka prochate yata yasya kshana vijogena loko ya priya darshana utkena rahito yesha mritaka prochate yata Yasya, whose, kshana, a moment, vijogena, by separation, loka, all the universes. He certainly apriyadarshana. Everything appears unfavorable. Utkena by life. Rahita being devoid of. He certainly. Esha, all these bodies. Mrittaka, dead bodies. Rochate, are designated. Yata, as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Please repeat. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Purport. Factually, a living being, for a living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. The Lord expands Himself by innumerable parts and parcels as Svamsa and Vibhinamsa. Paramatma is the Svamsa part of the Lord, whereas the Vibhinamsa parts are the living beings. As the living being is the important factor in the material body, for without the living being, the material body has no value. Similarly, without Paramatma, the living being has no status quo. Similarly, Brahman and Paramatma has no locus standi without the Supreme Lord Krishna. This is thoroughly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. They are all interlinked with one another, or interdependent factors. Thus, in the ultimate issue, the Lord is the summum bonum, and therefore the vital principle of everything. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Nunitam Jena Tasmai Sigurve Namah. Mukham Guru Diva Chalam Pangam Langayate Girimyarki Padamam Mande Siguram Dinatam. Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Maharavam. I have just lost him whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. Excuse me. Lord Chaitanya also praised, Jugaitam Namishena Chakshu Shabha Vishaitam Shunyaitam Jagatsaram Govinda Vidhainame. Very beautiful Shikshastaka shloka that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, and very similar to what Arjuna here is experiencing, that in separation of, just like we heard so nicely yesterday, and Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport, how when one loses something that's very dear, it has a very profound effect upon a person in many ways. We heard some nice descriptions of how devotees were, what they were experiencing at different moments. In when Srila Prabhupada left this physical world. So certainly these experiences are very difficult. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also expresses, that feeling the Lord's separation, He's taking a moment to be like 12 years or more. We can't imagine feeling that kind of emotion. And we can pretend. There's many people who like to roll on the ground. But it doesn't. Prabhupada one time suggested, well, kick them on the head and see if they continue crying. If they're actually feeling ecstasies, they won't react. So, not that kind of artificial separation, or where tears are flowing from the eyes, or one is feeling all vacant. These are very, very, very advanced emotions, and here Arjuna is also experiencing those same emotions. And Srila Prabhupada is pointing out here that factually, for the living being, there is no one dearer than the Lord. And aside from what a seriously advanced devotee may feel, just the practical experience or understanding, just the basic understanding that there is no one dearer than the Lord to the living being. It's the very basic understanding that, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, surida sarvadehinam, that or sarvabhutanam, that Krishna is actually the supreme benefactor and well-wisher. Benefactor, Krishna is giving, he's providing so many things that we sometimes take for granted. But if we just consider for a moment how the Lord is benedicting the living beings every single day. If it weren't for the Lord's mercy, we wouldn't be able to rise in the morning. We would not be able to function. Even the most simplest basic activities. The heat and light, the water, basic food. So these basic items are being provided by the Lord, because as the Upanishads explain, eko bhavanam yo viridhyati kaman, he's providing and satisfying the desires of countless living beings. We can't estimate how many living beings are out there. There's just beyond our understanding. But all those living beings are being provided for by this most beneficent personality. And he's also our well-wisher. Even though we may do so many things, just like a small child may sometimes do some mischievous things, still the parent doesn't consider it and is always thinking how to what's the most important thing, or what's the most beneficial and important instruction for this child. So Krishna is also like that, that he's not only is he our supreme benefactor, but he's also our supreme well-wisher. Even though we may, again, we may not be so interested, and that is the case in a conditioned life. Generally, people are not interested in spirituality. They're not even interested in other people. It's like you see nowadays, it's very common. People just And sometimes you hear this, wow, you know, the place where I live now, people actually say hello. Or they acknowledge that you're a person. Unfortunately, we're living in a society where people are just totally impersonal. They just walk by and they could be shooting over here and raping over there, and somebody's just continuing walking down the road until something may shock them. But for the most part, oblivious and non-responsive, not caring. But Krishna is such a wonderful friend that despite all of this, Krishna is providing so many wonderful needs, providing the necessities for all living beings. Again, not like present society, where violence is rampant, where under their leadership, no one cares, right? No one cares if someone eats. No one cares if there's crime. No one really cares. We're speaking of leadership, that is. There may be some pockets of people who have some genuine concern for the suffering of other living beings. But for the most part, the management, the leadership, is unconcerned. They don't care if there's any violence because it may not directly affect them. And they don't care if there's crime because it may not directly affect them. Or they don't care if people eat or not, or if they have any shelter or not, if they have any security or not. For the most part, there's no interest. Of course, someone may ask, well, why is it that we're seeing it now in our present society? And this discussion was there between Mother Bhumi and Maharaj Prithu, in which she described that it's due to mismanagement. And because of mismanagement, these problems are rampant in the world. But otherwise, the Lord is providing everything. There's a solution for everything. Nature is providing all of the remedies for whatever difficulties we may be having, but it's only because of mismanagement that we're having to experience these difficulties, these challenges within the material world. And of course, challenges are there, as Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that they're going to be there. Dukkhalayama shashvatam. There's no question that miserable conditions are going to be there, and you can't avoid that. But you can manage them. There is a way to manage it with a proper leadership. With proper Bhritu Maharaj or Yudhisthira Maharaj, or of course Lord Ramchandra. Oh, there's so many wonderful examples of proper leadership. But these difficulties in society are there because there's no proper head. There's no proper respect or recognition of the position of the personality of Godhead. Instead, again, it's simply a miserable condition. The 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes this very nicely, where it describes that that success will be based on deceit. People are successful, they're considered successful in their business or whatever, if they're very crafty in their words and their activities. They say one thing or another thing. Hypocrisy will be considered a virtue. People are very expert at pretending to be something which they're not. Or that audaciousness, to be bold, is considered to be truthful. It's like sometimes, again, we in present society, we see how people act like this. They act very bold and audacious and very hypocritical. Again, this is a symptom of a godless society, certainly. But when there's no recognition of how important the Lord is within our existence, as Prabhupada points out here very nicely, there's no one dearer than the Lord for the living being. There's just no argument. The Lord expands Himself by innumerable parts and parcels as the living beings, as His different incarnations. And as Prabhupada points out here, the living being is the important factor in the material body. For without the living being, the material body has no value. In reality, this material body, it has no value. It's just a combination of the three dhatus. And from that, we put so much value on it. But it's actually the soul which is the most important factor. And similarly, here Prabhupada points out that without Paramatma, the living being has no status quo. We don't have any value. There's no reason to function. There's no possibility of functioning without that personality of Godhead. And as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that He's also there, aham atma guda kesha sarvuta sayakshtita, where He says that He is there within the heart of all living beings as a Paramatma. And He's guiding the living beings in their every activities. And He's also, as Prabhupada points out here, He's the source of the Brahman, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada points this out, that this is thoroughly explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahmano hi patistaham. Krishna is the source of all of these different elements. So how can Krishna not be the most dearest thing in our lives? It doesn't register. They're all interlinked with one another, or interdependent factors. Thus, in the ultimate issue, the Lord is the summum bonum, and therefore the vital principle of everything. So, and of course, this is again explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Lord is speaking to Lord Brahma, Ahang Evasham Evagre, where He explains that the Lord was here, He was present before the creation, when there was nothing, the Lord was present, that He's here now before us, and after the annihilation, all that will exist will be Him. So in every sense, the Lord is everything, as Prabhupada points out here, the vital principle of everything. And whatever appears to be of any value, he explains that if anything has appears to have any value, if it has no relationship to the personality of God, it knows it to be His illusory energy, that which is in darkness. It doesn't have any importance. again, just like this material body, without the soul, it has no value. No one pays attention to some animal dead in the street. No one pays any attention to a tree that might be cut down in the forest. It has no value. But as soon as the soul, the spirit, is there within that living entity, everyone makes a big issue of it. Right? They have dog shows where people spend thousands and thousands of dollars and time glorifying a dog running up and down. Or they may spend so much energy in trying to protect something, some living, some endangered species or plant. We can make all of these arrangements, but without the spirit soul within that living, within that body, it has no value. Similarly, without the Lord, the Paramatma, without that connection with the personality of Godhead who is maintaining all of us, then what is the use of the struggle that we're undergoing in this material world? It really, it has no value. It has no real meaning. It's simply a suffering condition where we're entrapped in this prison house of a material world, and we're just flopping here, flopping there. A moment here, a moment there, and then again it starts all over again. At the end of this life, we again take on some miserable material body, and we're again flapping like a fish out of water. He's just flapping. So this is not very intelligent. This is not a good proposition. One has to recognize how in separation of the Lord, these things in this material world are not very useful. They're not valuable. They're not useful. Of course, we can use whatever the Lord has given us, if we manage it properly, to realize who the personality of Godhead is, who is the supreme enjoyer, and who is our supreme benefactor, and above all, who is our supreme friend. Here, the Pandavas, throughout this whole chapter, it's so nicely described how they were recognizing, especially Arjuna here, is recognizing how it's only by the Lord's mercy and by his association that they were successful. So that also is a instruction to us that without that association, without that mercy, whatever we're doing in this material world, it's simply a miserable condition. And at least in the material world, the solution is the 12th canto Bhagavatam describes that their solution is jasyanti giri. What is it? Kananam, to run off into the forest. That is their solution. Being in such a miserable condition, the living beings will simply run to the forest, trying to some or other be freed of this oppression. But the real solution is to adopt Krishna consciousness, to spread the process of Krishna consciousness throughout society so people can understand that there actually is someone who is looking out for us. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for the wonderful class. A devotee was telling me a couple of weeks ago that in this modern age, there are many governments. They are trying to fool the general public by giving them some...
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Can you repeat that?
A devotee was telling me a couple of weeks ago that in this modern time, there are many governments in the world, they purposely trying to fool the general public by giving them some junk food, video game, drugs, or illicit sex, so that the intelligence will become dull,
yeah.
And then they can easily be controlled. So can you just explain a little bit more about this?
And there's also a Roman saying that give the populace, to control the populace, give them sustenance and circus, entertainment. It's the best way to control the population. Give them some food, you know, sprinkle a few crumbs here and there, and then have a little circus. Give them some video game or give them some execution. In some societies, that's their entertainment. Right? In former times, the Romans would have their gladiators. That would be their circus, their entertainment. So society has advanced a little bit more now, so they don't do it outright. But still, best way to control the population. Give them some food, give them a little entertainment, some kind of circus. And then they'll just follow. Isn't it? Prabhupada also points out how during the Russian, was it? The communist occupation, they would let the citizens go to the church, wait for them outside. Well, did your Lord give you bread? Pray for bread when you go inside. Did he give you bread? No. When you come out, well, we have bread here for you. And in this way, they converted or subjugated or bewildered their masses. So society is doing the same thing. The leaders are certainly conniving in every way. They're hypocritical in every way. They're audacious in every way. They speak boldly, and people take it as truth, when actually it's a total lie. It's so stupid that you got to be stupid to believe it. You really seriously have to be stupid. So there are a lot of stupid people, because people are taking this as fact. Say one thing, and then in the next sentence, it's totally contradicted. And it happens all the time. And people just, they're so dumb, they're so dull-headed, they're so ignorant, uneducated, whatever. I mean, there's so many adjectives. What is the solution? The Bhagavatam gives that solution at the end of the 12th canto. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan. The solution is to give this Krishna consciousness, the holy name. The spreading of the Sankirtan movement is the solution for all of this madness. Right? You can't converse with some people who are just so much in the mode of ignorance. They're so dulled out by tamagun and Rajagun, or to speak of the leader. Right?
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Yeah. So, it's amazing. Any other questions, comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.